Probably one of the premier generals of our time. You know, there have been some generals through history, and of the United States particularly, that I've read, and I have several books on or books written by them that I have read. But there was a book put out here by General Norman Schwarzkopf. Storm of Norman, Schwarzkopf. And I used to refer to at one time Dale Schwartz was the, well, I think he is again, but he was the moderator of our group. At that time he was president of the ministerial group. They've changed the format now, but, and I used to call him General Schwarzkopf when he, not because that's the way he ruled, but just because it was timely, it seemed. But General Norman Schwarzkopf wrote a book, It Doesn't Take a Hero. And it's an interesting book, and it's an interesting perspective that he has in this book. It's a good read. And I certainly would encourage people, certainly about the first Gulf War, material about the first Gulf War, to read that. But my question this evening is, what is a hero? You know, so you can maybe you want to say amen or boo as I go through here and show you some pictures, and you just tell me if it's a hero, say amen. If it's not, say boo. Okay. How many in this room really know who this is? Now, we'll find out the generation gap here right now. Okay. It's Britney Spears, right? Okay. How about here? Okay, these are the 9/11 firefighters. Okay. Right. Boy, you know how I feel about them after last week. You know, that is the most eternal show that I think is on TV. We'll never hear the end of it. Everybody, as I looked at videos this week, you know, here's one of them, and at the end of this nice video, this singing this nice patriotic song, they pop up with this American Idol thing on the end of it. Will we ever think, okay, next one. Okay. There you go. Now again, how many of you in this room know who that is? Okay, huh? Who is it? Harrison, okay. Okay, how about this one? Oh, boo! That's even worse! I was even watching one of her shows briefly this afternoon when I was over here scanning the TV for a ball game. Okay, now we're going to, this will be interesting. Okay, I don't want anybody to reveal any political feelings here. How about this? Okay, Barry Bonds. So. Okay, how about this one? Oh, Spider-Man. Oh, he gets a pretty good rush. Okay, who is that? Okay, this is Captain Chelsea Sully Sullenberger. You know, who successfully carried out that emergency water landing of U.S. Airway Flight 1549 on the Hudson River back in January. So that's who he is. Yeah. I'd say his picture ought to be up there. But are these real heroes? You know, what is a true hero in God's sight? Read Hebrews chapter 11 on your own for starters. It's the hall of faith. You know, what a great cloud of heroic witnesses we have. And truly anyone who gives their life to God is a hero. And the same thing goes for serving your country. You know, many have died that we might live, that we might gather here this evening and worship like this, so that we do not want to forget them. You know, Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for those that have died in our nation's service. It's a time in which we honor many of our nation's heroes. Everyone here can be a hero. You can be one of God's heroes. And this evening I'd like to share with you what it takes to be a true hero, a Christian hero. You see, a Christian hero is not a superhuman person who is endowed with a myriad of abilities and talents. In fact, the qualities of a Christian hero are much different. We want to begin, of course, the first thing is a belief in God's Word. You know, today many look up to sports stars and athletes and movie stars and musicians as heroes. And they all seem heroes in many ways to us because they do things that we can't do, that are a little extraordinary than what we can do. But God's heroes, the heroes of the Bible, were not men and women of extraordinary ability or talent, or men and women, they were men and women of extraordinary faith. God doesn't call the equipped, He equips the called. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter in verses 26 through 29, says, "For ye see your calling, brother, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence." The heroes of the Bible all took God at His Word. You know, look at what it says about Abraham in Romans, the 4th chapter, in verses 18 through 20. Who against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hebrews 11, verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him." Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Certainly God can use a person of great intellect. You know, I would point to me, but I don't want to do that. But as long as your faith is strong, and as long as your faith is good, that is the person that He can use. And most will say, of course, you know, I believe in God's Word, but how about those commands that you aren't obeying? How about those passages that you rationalize a way to not conflict with your lifestyle? And how has your daily Bible reading habit been going? Have you broke that habit? And also, are you really a person of the Word? And are you truly one of God's heroes? You know, you should be, and you can be. Now, will you be? Second thing here is commitment to God's will. First to His Word, and now to His will. Hebrews 11, verses 13 and 14, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Someone has said that a hero is someone who is sincere and does his duty. He is a man who really stands up and is counted. Joshua 24, 15 then. "And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose lands you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Phillips Brooks says, "It does not take great men to do great things. It only takes consecrated men." Who is a hero? Is he who conquers his will. That's from the Mishnah. Matthew 26:39 says, "And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt. God chooses the nobodies of the church and makes them somebodies when they are committed to God's will in their lives. Now, the most powerful weapon on earth is a human being on fire for God. We are to be consecrated to the will of God, to be and to do whatever He requires of us. Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." James Hewitt says, "Give me 100 men who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I will shake the world. I care not a straw whether they be clergymen or laymen. And such alone will overthrow the kingdom of this world and build up the kingdom of God on earth." Are you committed to God's will? Not only committed to following where He leads, but where He has already led. No, it's one thing to pray about a big decision and do God's will, but it's another thing to make sure you are doing what is black and white that He has already commanded you to do. Are you one of God's heroes? You should be. You can be. Now, will you? Third thing here is devotion to God's work. His word, His will, and His work. James 2:18-22. "Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect?" Teddy Roosevelt said, "I am only an average man, but I work harder at it than any average man." Heroism is faith that is transformed into action. Matthew 23:11, "He that is greatest among you shall be your servant." There is a Norwegian proverb that says, "A hero is one who knows how to hang on 1 minute longer." In Christ's service, the heroes are those that work for Christ and say that it's not time to stop yet. Hebrews 12:1-2 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight there, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus is the ultimate hero, who gave His life that we might live a life more abundant. This weekend, it is altogether good and fitting, proper, I believe, for us to remember the individuals living and individuals that are dead who serve this country to give us what we enjoy. We should pause to remember that. We should say thank you to a lot of people. But every time, every day, every minute, is a time to remember what Jesus Christ did for us. Not because He loved the country, but because He is going to give us a world. He just didn't give His life that we might enjoy freedom. He gave His life that we might enjoy eternal life. A tremendous possession. So I ask you, in the name of Jesus Christ, are you one of God's heroes? You should be. You can be. Will you be?